I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
It's hit in the air to deep left field, call to the track, it's on the first pitch of game five. Now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've got back to back to start game five.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's just like, it's over. Like, the game's done. Who thought they were coming back? Have they become the Yankees? Like this, and I'm not talking like the Jeter Yankees. No. I'm talking, wow, this sucks to say. And I'm really like, it's too much Yankee talk, but this is like the prism that I view things through. It's the Aaron Judge Yankees. I'd like to throw up all over this microphone and my notebook and my computer right now, saying that out loud. So, you know, we'll spin this forward, where the Blue Jays are now a minus 250 favorite to win the World Series. And now I want to throw up again. I did buy out last night a bunch of Dodgers. Maybe should have been all of it. Dodgers plus 200. Vlad Guerrero Jr. now a minus 200 favorite to be World Series MVP. Oh, how have turned the tables. Stunning. I thought this was absolutely donezo after the Freddie Freeman homer in the 18th inning in Game 3. A turnaround, honestly, if the Blue Jays pull this off, and it looks like they're going to, we'll talk about this for a long time. Against the reigning defending World Series champions, with a lineup full of Hall of Famers, including the greatest player ever, maybe the greatest athlete ever, gut punch in Game 3, come back with haymakers in Game 4 and Game 5, going home with a 3-2 series lead. Now also, if they blow it, it's going to be a big-time feather in the cap of the Dodgers. And now let's talk about that. How do we see this going? Game 6 tomorrow night. Here's a way to get sent into your weekend. Like, sweat a World Series game. Can't wait. Yoshinobu Yamamoto goes for the Dodgers. Kevin Gausman for the Jays. The Dodgers are a minus 140 road favorite. This is going to be a dangerous thing to say. I think I'm way right on it. The Dodgers need to be a way bigger favorite than this with Yamamoto on the mound. He's been unbelievable. Complete games, like the Japanese Jack Morris. I'm sorry, like they need to be like what? Like minus 180 in this game. I understand they're on the road. Yamamoto's, you people understand how good Yamamoto is. They need to be a bigger favorite than this. Dodgers going to win game 6. You know, the problem's going to be when, you know, if and when they do and we get a game 7. Because, as we said yesterday on the show, the reason why game 5, I think, was game 7 is because if the Dodgers had won last night, Yamamoto shuts the door. Sayonara. See you later. And I say to Yamamoto, arigato gozaimasu, which is Japanese for thank you for what you have done for me. I know this from watching Japanese shows on Netflix and playing Japanese video games. And that's the truth. But because the Blue Jays won last night, now Yamamoto can't slam the door. Now we get a game 7, even if the Dodgers win game 6. And here's Tyler Glasnow looking like Oppenheimer on the mound after they launch, like they test the nuclear bomb in game 7 on the road in that madhouse in Toronto. Are we going to see Ohtani pitching in game 7? I mean, this is going to be theater. And I'm going to be spending the day with my wife and daughter. Are we going to see Ohtani? Are we going to see Kershaw at some point in these next two games? Like, we actually have the chance for the drama to be, like, as insane as it's ever been in a World Series game. If we get to a Game 7. I think Game 6 is going to be drama-free. I think that Yamamoto is going to shove, and the Dodgers are going to win. And then spin the wheel, make a deal, roll the dice in Game 7. I feel like it's coming up snake eyes for the LA Dodgers, so ask me who wins the World Series now. I will say the Toronto Blue Jays. Hold out hope that Yamamoto does what he does, and then we'll see what happens in a Game 7, but I'm not feeling good about it. And if and when it happens, and the Blue Jays win, we will properly credit the Blue Jays, and we will do the historical context of what they were able to do here. Last place last year, ultimate first place this year as World Series champions if they pull it off, and we will praise them. And I will be devastated by the third time in a calendar year where I bet on a team to win a championship, they make it to the final round, and they are favored, and they lose. And I know Duke didn't technically make it to the national championship game, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get over that one. That was the worst. And this is going to suck, but that one was way worse. You bet on this Thursday. We'll get into NBA coming up next segment here. We'll talk about Austin Reeves and his buzzer beater last night against the Timberwolves. And are the Orlando Magic just totally screwed? We'll get into that. We'll praise Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons. Let's get into Thursday Night Football. I'm super excited for this game tonight as the Baltimore Ravens travel to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Current side and total market at BetMGM. Baltimore, a 7.5-point road favorite. The total, 51.5. And for Miami, Storm Duck, one of their corners, probably their best corner, out for the season. Safety Ashton Davis will miss the game. And Bradley Chubb is questionable, but is expected to go tonight for Miami. Now, you might be out there listening or watching and saying, that was not much of an injury report. Like, why did you even feel the need to say it? Because I give you Miami's injury report to now give you Baltimore's injury report. There is none. And it's not because John Harbaugh lied about a bunch of injuries like he did last week. Everyone is healthy. Everybody's playing. Everybody that might not have practiced in full at some point this week, they're all playing in the game. So, like, we have made it to the other side with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, it remains to be seen if, like, breaking out of Shawshank for Baltimore means that they're able to win the AFC North. But, like, they have made it. They have waded through excrement, and they've made it to the other side. With their starting quarterback healthy now in Lamar Jackson, and the rest of the team is healthy. Now for a stretch run where on paper, they are only set to be underdogs in one game moving forward, and it's week 17 on the road at Green Bay. They will be favored in every other game at this moment in time right now. We'll see what happens, obviously. It's all in front of them. It's all in front of the Baltimore Ravens at 2-5. Now, a couple weeks ago, we would talk about, you know, why the Pittsburgh Steelers, why, like, you know, Pittsburgh's going to be in great shape because the Ravens are likely to lose these games without Lamar and the Steelers are likely to win. Now let's do the inverse of that. So this weekend in the NFL, the Ravens, whether they cover or not, we'll get to that in a second. The Ravens, the betting market says, are very likely to win this game tonight. 7.5-point road favorites. Okay. The Pittsburgh Steelers are trending towards being more than a field goal underdog at home against the Colts. The Bengals, regardless of who starts at quarterback, and it looks like it'll be Joe Flacco at this point right now, but we'll see. Maybe it's Jake Browning. The Bengals will be home underdogs on Sunday to the Chicago Bears. And the Cleveland Browns are a 10.5-point underdog this week against the bye. This looks like an awesome time for the Baltimore Ravens. But the Ravens, after this weekend, after week 9, will be 3-5. The Steelers are going to be 4-4. And the Bengals are going to be 3-6.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, this all happened really fast. Like, life comes at you fast. We say it all the time on this show. Life comes at you fast in the National Football League. Like, we could be at the end of week 9 being like, yeah, it's just Baltimore. Think about how fast that happened. We're basically there. Must-win game tonight for the Baltimore Ravens. So now, let's actually talk about the game and how this is going to play out. So at the start of the show, I teased by saying, I'm going to tell you the one thing that the Ravens have to do tonight to make sure they win. And I'm going to tell you, aside from Lamar Jackson, the single most important player tonight on the Baltimore Ravens. The thing that the Baltimore Ravens absolutely have to do tonight is get to Tua Tagovailoa. This pass rush has been decrepit, moribund, all season long. It's got to get turned on here. And I think the key to making that happen, and the most important player for the Ravens tonight, not named Lamar Jackson, second round rookie pass rusher Mike Green. Had a sack last week on Sunday against Caleb Williams. If not for major off-field issue, like red flags, whatever, however you want to characterize that, people can look it up if they want to. If not for that, he's a first-round pick. He goes in the first round of the draft. The Ravens get him in the second round because of all that. If he's able to cash in on this potential and be like a legit NFL pass rusher, and that's not outside the realm of possibility, it really does something for this Ravens defense. And this Dolphins offensive line is not very good. The opportunity is going to be there tonight. If the Ravens edge rushers can win one-on-one, can they get to Tua Tagovailoa? And I do think there's reason for skepticism there, that they can. And we know this because we've watched the Miami Dolphins under Mike McDaniel and with Tua Tagovailoa for years. Like, the whole thing is they want to compensate for a bad offensive line and compensate for some of Tua's shortcomings by running this timing-based offense where Tua gets the ball and it's out in like a second and a half or 2 seconds. Like, they want to mitigate the pass rush by getting rid of the ball quickly. And for as good as the names on the Baltimore Ravens defense, for as good as the names are, they have not played up to that standard this season. They just haven't. Even the names in the secondary. You know, Wiggins has been good, but like Marlon Humphrey, has he really played up to par? Kyle Hamilton, the rookie Malachi Starks. Is there an opportunity here for the Miami Dolphins to move the ball on this Ravens defense? I think the answer to that question is yes. These Ravens linebackers, this is not like Ray Lewis and Adelius Thomas. That's not what it is. These Ravens linebackers, like, you can run at them. You can, like, sniper scope them in the passing game. Like, you think they can cover Devon Achane? No chance in hell. None. You can make the case that the Miami Dolphins are going to be able to move the football here on the Ravens defense. And it's a huge number in the game. Now, I am not saying that the Dolphins are going to win. I don't think they're going to win. I think the Ravens are going to win. I'm not sure if the Ravens are going to cover. So what I'd like to do, I do like the over in the game a little bit, but, you know, the totals, you know, that old chestnut. I expect Lamar to play well. I expect Derrick Henry to, like, when the Ravens have a lead, you actually get to unleash Derrick Henry. I don't want to lay the Ravens, but I'd like to tease them. As the great philosopher, 21st century philosopher, Curtis Jackson once said, touch me, tease me, kiss me, tease me. I'll give it to you just how you like it, Baltimore. Let's call it the Scott Mitchell Memorial Teaser. Well, Scott Mitchell also played for Miami, so I don't know if that works. Yeah, Scott Mitchell. The Ravens Lions Memorial Teaser. Baltimore -1.5 and the Lions -2.5 against the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, and the quarterback that Kevin O'Connell, I don't think he thinks he can win with. Lions -3, Ravens -3, and I think that's a winning bet and a winning teaser to kick off week 9 in the NFL. And as far as the AFC North is concerned, forget about the Browns. Like, the flaw of the Browns, like, is the Browns. The other three teams all have huge flaws. And they're kind of all the same. All the defenses. I don't think the Ravens' defense is very good. The Steelers' defense is hot garbage. And the Bengals are fielding, like, well, maybe the worst defense in the league. The Ravens' advantage over those teams, if they all have bad defenses, the Ravens have Lamar Jackson. It's crazy to say about a team that starts 1-5. They're the bet right now to win the AFC North. On the other side, we'll talk some NBA off of last night. We'll talk some Lakers. And if they should entertain trading the King.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.